If you have your Bibles and you want to follow along, I'm going to open with Psalm 100. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let us pray. Lord, we love you. We are thankful you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you are in control and that you love us. Lord, you give us sure hope, and we can rest in Christ. Help us to have focused obedience and a desperation to share your gospel. Thank you, Lord, for the many past blessings on Teen Challenge Alberta. And thank you in anticipation of the many blessings to come. In your Son's precious name and for your glory, I pray. Amen. Good morning. My name is Leslie Miller, and I'm a volunteer with Teen Challenge. And before someone asks, no, I have not gone through the program. Through the grace of God, I've been spared any addiction in my life. There were times when I came close, but the Lord kept me on his path. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here this morning representing Teen Challenge. I have two students with me, Adam and Joseph, and they will be speaking a little later on. How many of you are familiar with Teen Challenge? Oh, a good crowd, so I'm speaking to the converted, as they say. For those who do not know, Teen Challenge is a 12-month faith-based drug and alcohol rehabilitation center serving men and women between the ages of 18 and 65 years old. You may ask, why call it Teen Challenge? Back in the 50s in New York when it was started, their idea was to cater to teenagers 16 and younger, but they found the restrictions between insurance and other rules that wasn't going to work, so they moved it to 18 to 65, and they didn't bother changing the name. There are a lot of good programs out there, but most secular treatment facilities have a 10 to 15% success rate for those who graduate and stay clean. Teen Challenge is significantly higher, with up to a 50% success rate for those who graduate. Surveyed 5 years after graduation, are free from drugs and alcohol and positively contributing to society. They actually did some studies to disprove this success rate and found it was a bit higher than first thought and attributed that to the Jesus factor. In one of my outreaches, I happened to stay with a pastor who was into research before he became a pastor, and he was part of that study. He said it actually was just over 85% success rate, but we use the 50%. There is no cure for drugs. The pills, the powder, and the needles, they're too strong. The only way to get them off is the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. As I mentioned, because we are faith-based, we are not government-funded. If we were government funded, we would lose the very change agent, Jesus Christ, that gives us the success rate we have, and we are not willing to compromise on that. We have about a 26-page rule book that students receive when they come into the program. Our prayer is that by the time they graduate, they're no longer subject to the law, but the Spirit. The reality is the need is great, and the truth is the Lord is willing that none shall perish. We fly under the banner of rehabilitation, but we are actually a discipleship program. When you send someone to Teen Challenge, it's like spending 12 months in lockdown with your elders and pastor. Let me ask you, if you spent 1 month with your pastor and elders from your church in lockdown, would you not have an encounter with the Lord? Now I'd like to introduce Adam to you. He's going to share his testimony.
Well, thank you for having me. I'll just say a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask for boldness and the Holy Spirit to guide my words and resonate with at least one person today. In Jesus Christ, amen. So my name is Adam. I have been at Teen Challenge for 8 months. I was born and raised in Calgary and grew up in the Northeast. I come from a single mother home, and I didn't really know my father. He wasn't in the picture much because he was always working. I did well in school until grade 7. My mom got sick, and my brother, sister, and I had to move in with my dad. I started drinking at 14, and before I knew it, I was doing coke at 16, still not satisfied. I dropped out of high school to pop ecstasy. At 18, I went to jail for the very first time. 6 months later, I got out, and I was more violent than ever. That was my life for 10 years. I became addicted to that lifestyle, and it became my third addiction. First was alcohol, then drugs, then violence. I love the violence I caused, and I went through a lot of pain in that life. I have been stabbed 5 times and just about died that night. Severed my artery in my chest, but God wasn't done with me yet. I wanted him out of my life. The godless living continued for a number of years. I found myself at a party where I got jumped and got 27 stitches to my face. They cut me with a knife. I wanted to be done with that life, the pain, the suffering. I wanted to die deep down, but God had other plans for me and saved me yet again. I first heard about Teen Challenge 12 years ago. I laughed at the sound of quitting my lawless life for God. I did try other treatment centers, but I got kicked out for fighting. I'm now at Teen Challenge. I'm putting in the work, and I know God is here because I see him every day in the staff and the students. I have been baptized on June 24th, and he has taken away a lot of pain and hurt that I have had. I praise God for mending my relationship with my father. My whole family is proud of me, and they were crying tears of joy for the first time in I don't know how many years. God has revealed that I am not that violent person I thought I was, and I got my teeth fixed. I'll leave you with a verse that's deep in my heart. It's, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You know the verse.
Thank you, Brother Adam. It takes courage to share the story. I grew up in the hotel business for 39 years, so shy I'm not. Speaking in front of people, not. But I know that's one of the great fears, so thank you so much, Adam. We are looking to have our students sponsored. As I said, we take no government funding because we want to operate under the Lord, and they would take a lot of that away. You have some brochures on your seat, and as the pastor mentioned, if you go through the church, that's fine. If you want to go directly to us, you can fill in that card and give it to me before I leave. We have a website, www.tcalberta.ca, which you can go to and make a donation. We normally ask that people do a $480 donation, which is $40 a month, if you want to sponsor a student. When you do that, we send you a picture of him. We give you quarterly updates. You're welcome to send him cards at birthdays and Christmas, and you get invited to his graduation. And if you've never been to a Teen Challenge graduation, put it on your bucket list. And the reason I say that, when you go to a graduation, not only the student that graduates, but at the end of the graduation, they have all the students plus any graduates from the room come up on stage. And I tell you, you can feel the Holy Spirit in the room when that happens. So again, put that on your bucket list if you have such a thing. How many of you have sponsored a student at Teen Challenge? There you go. Excellent. Well, as I said, we do outreaches for a number of reasons. The main one is, please pray for Teen Challenge. Put it on your prayer list on a regular basis. As Christians, you know the power of prayer. And that's what keeps Teen Challenge going. If you know of anyone dealing with addiction, direct them to Teen Challenge. The phone numbers are on the literature. They're also on the website. Let them talk to an intake worker. It may be the saving step that they need. And again, because we are not government funded, this is the way that we raise funds to operate the center. It costs about $50,000 to put a student through the center. We do outreaches most Sundays. Of course, we've been interrupted by that little thing called COVID. I started doing them again a few months ago without students, with a PowerPoint. This is the first time we've had students in, I guess, 12 or 15 months, so we're delighted to be back at it. I do two a month, and there's three of us that do this. I prefer the overnight ones because then I get to know the students a little better and get to know the pastor a little better and the congregation, but that's probably because I was in the hotel business and I love traveling. I'll ask Joseph to come up and share his testimony.
Thank you, Leslie. Hi, my name is Joseph, and I'm currently in my fifth month at the Teen Challenge Discipleship Program. I grew up in the city of Leduc, which is a half hour south of Edmonton on Highway 2. My childhood was not what you would call standard or ordinary. You see, I was an angry child and alarmingly violent for a child. To give you an idea of just how violent, I will just say that I was almost expelled in kindergarten for fighting. And were it not for my principal being a child psychologist and a good Christian man, I would have been kicked out of school. The reason I was so angry is because my dad wasn't around. From about the time I was three. He wasn't around because he was in prison for severely abusing my mother on multiple occasions, many of which my older brother and I were present for. Not only did I fight at school, but I fought my brother at home. We fought so much that the school called social services on my mom, thinking that she was giving us the bruises and welts that we gave each other. Despite all the fighting we did, my brother was my best friend, and I wanted to do everything that he did. It was this reason that got me drinking booze and smoking weed at 11. My life took a serious turn when I was 15. My brother was in a fatal car accident where he and three others lost their lives. He was 13 days from his 18th birthday. After that, I just kind of went numb. I started doing all sorts of drugs, mushrooms, ecstasy, ketamine, you name it. I also tried to fill the emotional void with promiscuous behavior, which only resulted in more of an emptiness inside of me. By the time I was 20, I had met the mother of my son, and she was pregnant with him. He was born March 31st, 2019. About 2 weeks before this, I learned my dad had passed away, March 19th. He died of a methadone overdose while in custody at the Edmonton Remand Center. Within the span of the same week, I buried my father and welcomed my son into the world. Since then, I haven't been the best father or role model to my son. I started smoking meth when I was 27, and once my family realized what I was up to, I was barred from seeing my son. I didn't see him for a year and a half, and honestly, of all the pain that I've been through, that experience was by far the most painful of my entire life. I have been in a recovery relapse cycle for about the last 2 years. And after my last relapse, I knew I had to try something different, so I applied for Teen Challenge. Even through my addictions, my son has known that I loved him, but I am sure he questioned just how much after seeing me choose drugs over him. But since being at Teen Challenge, he no longer questions that love. He can see that he is a priority, and I am glad that he has a father that will be there for him. I have also been growing in my relationship with Jesus and the great love that he has for each and every one of us. I hope to teach my son more about the great love that God the Father has for him, so that he won't have to struggle as much as I did. Some of the people in the program, staff and students alike, have spoken into my life through what I believe to be the Holy Spirit. They have said that I have the ability to be a theologian. I believe that God uses people to speak sometimes, and that is one of the reasons that I have decided to attend theological seminary after I graduate the Teen Challenge program. I would like to close with a scripture that I have come to value very much. It's Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joseph. Just to tell you a quick short story. David Tate is the director of development for the Prairie Region. He's a graduate, I believe, of 2007, in that era. When I first talked to David about himself and the program, he said it's like a funnel. When people go into addiction, the funnel gets bigger, and it not only affects them, but affects their family and their friends and everybody they associate with. But if you turn that funnel around, as these students are doing, it brings everything back. They get their family back, they get their sons back, the sons get their father, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a number of people that work for Teen Challenge across Canada that are graduates from the program. The new Women's Center in Saskatchewan, I'm not sure if she's the director, but she's a graduate of Teen Challenge and she works very hard in that facility. So with that, I'll again mention the brochures that are on your seats. You can give those directly to me, or you can go on the website, or you can call them, any arrangements. But again, the most important thing that you can do for Teen Challenge is pray. You know the power of prayer. The national average for sponsorships, and we're now talking pre-COVID, of course, the national average for sponsorships across Canada is 1.5 sponsors per outreach. Before COVID hit, Alberta was at 3 sponsorships per outreach. Our prayer is that we not go below this as we try to get our students sponsored so they can continue the program. Before I turn the podium back over to your pastor, just want to mention about our expansion. About 10 or 11 years ago, the director, Greg, had a bit of a vision to expand the facility. They now operate out of a farmhouse with a bunch of ATCO trailers attached to it. If you haven't been there, the living facilities are very cramped. They only have 6 students now because of COVID, but they had 12. The best way I can describe it is to suggest that there wasn't enough room to change your mind. You had to go outside. The new facility is beautiful. They'll have 24 students, and if COVID were to come back in full form, they can still maintain 24 students because of the spot size. They have a spacious main building, and just off to the side is a bunkhouse. They will have 24 students. They will have 6 instead of 3 Phase 4 students. Phase 4 is where when the student graduates, they stay on for 6 months and give back to the program. Who better to give back to the program than someone that just walked through it? They're given an honorarium and room and board. They've also recently introduced what's called a Phase 5, where they can go to stay at Teen Challenge Alberta or go to another Teen Challenge. It's somewhat the same capacity as Phase 4, but after 6 months, if they want to become an employee of Teen Challenge and Teen Challenge want them to become an employee, they can place them in a facility, again, either Teen Challenge Alberta or somewhere across country. I'm not sure if they have an arrangement to go international or not. It was a $5.5 million project. When they got to $4 million, they started the buildings. The buildings are finished. The only thing left to do is the landscaping, and they won't start that till the fall when they tear down the old buildings. They have applied for occupancy permit, so in your prayers, If you want to be specific with that particular item, please do. I don't know if many of you are familiar with senior residents. Because it's a type of facility where people have some kind of an illness or living, they're put in that same category. It's very difficult to get an occupancy permit. So we are praying fervently that by September they will be up and running with 24 students. And as I said earlier, the need is great, and the Lord wishes that no one perish. If you have any questions, we'll be hanging around at the end of the service. If you want to maintain, as the pastor said, that physical distance, I'll turn my hearing aids up. If you have a mask on, speak big. The masks and my hearing aids don't go well together at all. And with that, thank you again so much for having us. From my perspective, it's just a blessing to be volunteering for Teen Challenge. I've been with them now since 2014. I started doing things like at the golf tournament, whatnot, and they asked me one day, they said, "Les, you don't seem to be very shy." I said, "No, I'm not very shy." They said, "Would you consider doing outreaches for us?" I said, "Sure, tell me about it." And as Paul Harvey says, now you know the rest of the story. Pleasure to be here. Again, thank you so much, and turn it back to you, sir.
Thank you, Leslie Miller. And thank you, Adam and Joseph, for sharing your testimonies and your stories. It's such a blessing and a joy to hear what the Lord is doing in somebody else's life. I know we all have a story to tell, and it's always good to hear somebody else tell their story. Then that can put your story in perspective, so you know exactly what the Lord has done in your life. So as you prepare to go home, I want you to go and think about your story throughout this week. Think about where the Lord brought you from. He picked you up when you were a nobody. None of us were anybody. We are where we are because of the grace of God. We all have a story and a testimony to tell. And I'm going to go back this week and think about my etymology, my beginning, where I started, and what the Lord has done in my life. And you do the same as well. And at the end of the day, lift your voice and thank him. Thank him for his goodness and for his mercy. Because had he not been the Lord who was on our side, none of us will be here. Only because of his grace and his mercy. We didn't do anything to deserve what we are now or where we stand today. Lots of people have gone ahead of us. We call them forerunners. People on whose shoulders you stand today. If those people are still alive, why don't you write them a note, a text message, a phone call, and thank them for the seed they planted in your life? You see, no story is an island. Our stories all stand together because we're meant for community. And so there's somebody who sacrificed for you, who prayed for you, somebody who called out your name when you are in desperate need. Thank them. And then thank God for them and ask God to bless them and everything that they do. You never know. Even your money, when you give the Teen Challenge, you never know the lives you are going to touch. One life can change an entire community. Because you just never know. Can you imagine what Pharaoh's daughter did when she served Moses from the basket on the Nile? Now, can you imagine 80 years after that, or 40 years after that, what God did? He saved an entire people. Because of one act, she had no idea what God was doing. And when you give your money to Teen Challenge, you have no idea what Leslie will do, that will touch Adam and Joseph That will touch their families, and their families will touch the community, and that's how we change the world. One act of kindness can change an entire community. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for the testimonies we've heard today. A testimony about how you are able to change and transform lives. Our prayer for Adam and Joseph is that you continue working in their lives, that you continue revealing yourself in a very powerful way. May they encounter the transformational power of God. May you set them on fire with the passion of the Holy Spirit to go change their world. I do pray, Lord, that every seed they are receiving from Teen Challenge, we will germinate and bear much fruit. Fruit that is going to last to the glory of your great name. I pray that they will not listen to the voice of the enemy. They will not listen to the temptations that the devil whispers in their ears. But they will listen to the gentle voice of the Holy Spirit and hang in there until they are done with this program and released to be all you have called them to be in this world. A prayer is that you may continue to raise sponsors to sponsor Teen Challenge and their vision and the wonderful work they are doing in the community by helping men and women realize their dreams and receive that restoration and encouragement that they need on this walk of faith. We thank you, Lord, and we honor you. Now that we are coming to the close of our service, we pray that you may go before each one of us. Bless our going back home, just as you blessed our coming to this place. We pray for traveling mercies, because we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. And somebody said amen. Thank you. God bless you. You are